All right, this is it. This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Me and G Moody, last name rhymes with duty.
Yeah.
We are in Austin, Texas. Okay, we've been down here for a couple of days too many. I've had enough. Our business is done. I don't know what we're still doing down here.
Yeah, the cowpoke town.
Austin is great. I would love to come back to Austin, Texas. When the South by Southwest film festival, it's not a film festival, it's like a music, it's like an everything festival, is not going on. The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is doing live shows down here. You've heard the now five-star reviewed classic episode with Mia Khalifa and Kenyon Martin, live from Easy Tiger. We were doing the two-man weave, NBA on TuneIn. It was me, Kenyon Martin, me and Karan Butler.
Yeah.
And now it's me and G Moody.
Back to basics.
Last name rhymes with duty. Back to basics.
Yeah, kicking shit in ASICs.
Yes.
Shout
you're making
Jamar.
Me nervous with the mic like that.
I'm good, bro. It's
okay.
Right here.
Yeah, okay, because you got it like that. I just want to make sure you're on mic. People right. Like the baritone voice of G Moody.
Yes.
Last name rhymes with duty. 2015, 2016, podcast co-host of the year.
Yeah.
If you've never been to Austin, Texas, this is a great place. I just want to be here when there's not music and people at 7 in the morning pounding.
Yeah.
Pounding the fucking streets.
Yeah. Music everywhere. Rumbling everywhere.
And it's great. I love music. Who doesn't love music?
Yes. Hell yeah.
But enough is enough at a certain point. Like, and how many times can I walk by a bar and see the band, the hipster fucks, banging away? Banging away.
Right.
And if it's not the hipster fucks, it's the man buns.
Right. On Congos.
Yeah, the man buns is an all-white reggae group. They're from eclectic parts of the country.
Right.
You got to check them out.
And when they're not banging, they're protesting.
Yes. So my friend Regina King, the great Regina King, Emmy Award winning Regina King.
Yes.
She's not down here, but she spends a lot of time down here. She said she'd give me a tour of things to do and things not to do in Austin, Texas. She swears by Austin, Texas, but she's not here. So basically me and G Moody, whose last name rhymes with duty, we were fending for ourselves.
Yeah.
And when you're in a city without like somebody who has roots here, you're just a wandering duck.
Right. We had some good soul.
Yeah.
The Big Easy.
We went to the Big Easy. Great little mom and pop restaurant.
Yeah.
You should check it out. We had a whole bunch of soul food there.
Yes.
We went to a couple other places that were closed. People closed.
The Nubian Queen.
Yeah, they just were closed.
Right.
What did they tell us?
The cook, who I know probably is the grandmother of someone, she cooks everything, she decided not to show up.
Yeah. And so then we wound up at the Big Easy.
Yes.
Which was good. It was fun doing the shows down here. Austin is a good town, like I said, but I'm ready to get the fuck out. I think the highlight of the trip was going to see Snoop Dogg live.
Oh, man. First time for me.
You never saw Snoop Doggy Dogg live, right?
Never seen him in his element doing what he was born to do. Never seen it.
One of one Snoop Dogg. There's only one Snoop Dogg.
Icon.
So many hits, so many songs. And he's so comfortable, so fluid. So it's just like he's meant to be on the stage.
That's
rocking in front of people.
Yes. He gave people a good presentation of emceeing because every word was clear. He was flowing. He was one with the beat. He was rocking. He knew when to get the music to drop out. That's rehearsal. That's practice. That's a professional MC. Meaning controlling the crowd.
Master of ceremony.
Absolutely.
So many hits. He didn't even do all his hits.
Yeah.
But he had shit rocking. Then he like, you know, does his little, everything he does is slow.
Yes.
Like he's truly on some laid back shit.
Yeah. Daz, my man Corrupt, they was up there.
Dog Pound Gangsters. Shout out to the Dog Pound Gangsters. We got to meet them.
And the whole Long Beach crew. You know, Long Beach is a hotbed of hip hop music and culture.
And of course, it was Snoop Dogg, so it was smoked out.
Yes.
And we saw the Dog Father.
Yes.
We got to chill with him before the show. I happened to be standing right near the speakers, and I'm just just my ears have just stopped ringing after 2 days. I thought I was going to have to go to like urgent care.
The funk was pulsating and you had to stick your pinky in your ear to stop the drum from banging in your ear.
And the key word, the opt word is drum.
Yeah. Yes. Funk. That was good. That was great. The music was funky as fuck, man. And it got people up dancing. You feel good. It's not the other shit. It's funk.
Right. We also got to see Warren G perform at another party.
The G Child.
The G Child. The one and only G Child. He got a lot of hits. It's kind of easy when in this. It sounds. Yeah. He got his voice sounds good too.
I got the sound for your ass, and it's easy to see
that this DJ be Warren G. We saw him at the Casper party. Yes. Casper was holding it down in South by Southwest.
They had it down.
Casper Mattresses. Sponsor of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast.
Had a fucking floor of a hotel, right?
Filled with Casper mattresses.
Yes.
Casper Mattress is an award-winning sleep company, okay? They're so confident about their mattresses that they will give you an 100-night sleep trial. That means you can order a Casper mattress, sleep on it, live on it, lay on it, nap on it, do whatever you want for it for 100 nights. And if you do not feel 100% comfortable, if you are not sleeping like a baby on your Casper mattress, Casper will pick it up and refund you everything for free.
Damn.
Okay, over 20,000 reviews online. Casper is becoming the highest rated mattress on the internet. You save $50 off a Casper mattress by going to www.casper.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. They have sheets. They have pillows. One of the things that I have regretted about this trip in Austin is that I wasn't sleeping on a Casper mattress. I'm so accustomed to sleeping on a Casper mattress.
Yeah.
I got to admit, I didn't sleep as good as I do at home, because at home I sleep on a Casper mattress.
They told me you was walking down in the fucking lobby. You got up, you got out of the bed, you were walking down in the lobby. I was asleep. It's a noticeable difference in the comfort of mattresses.
Go to www.casper.com/Rappaport. Again, save $50. They have sheets, they have pillows, they have doggy mattresses.
Damn.
They have it all at Casper. But seeing Warren G at the Casper party in Austin was fantastic.
Yes.
Seeing all the Rapper Pack, the fans. We had dudes showing up. They were wearing their Oakley t-shirts. They were wearing their Stickman t-shirts with pride.
Sixers jersey. My man Louis Hernandez from Mexico, Houston, came through. Good dude. Wanted to know. He loves the slang words, but he wants to get the meaning of it so he can laugh a little harder. So we're going to put some shit together.
We're putting together an I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast slang dictionary.
Right.
Okay, the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is all about therapeutic podcasting.
Yes.
Disruptive behavior.
No doubt.
It's the I Am Rapport Podcast, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So, we're moving and grooving into the NBA playoffs. March Madness is upon us. We got this guy, LaVar Ball. I don't know what his agenda is. LaVar Ball is the father of Lonzo Ball, who plays at UCLA, a freshman. And he looks like a freshman. Mm-hmm. He's a good player, but he's obviously young. He's got two other sons that play in high school in L.A. One of them is going to be coming to UCLA next year. And LaVar Ball, we've talked about him. He's all over the press. He said he could beat Michael Jordan. And then he said he could beat Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley said he would never lose to anybody who only averaged 2 points in college. LaVar Ball talking shit about playing Michael Jordan, averaged 2 points in college.
Yeah.
And I don't know what his agenda is. He obviously did a great job raising these three kids.
Yeah.
They're all good kids. You could tell they're all very talented basketball players. They all have scholarships to go to UCLA. Mm-hmm. It's their time to shine. I don't know why somebody who took it this far, when it's his kid's time to shine, who he obviously loves and cares about and did a great job raising, why would he want to interject himself into the spotlight?
And put so much pressure on these kids.
He said that Lonzo, his freshman son, is better than Russell Westbrook and LeBron James. And I get like, oh, that's what you think, right? You're your son. But
nobody takes
first
it
of all, you know your son isn't better than Russell Westbrook.
Nobody takes that serious.
But why are you saying that? You want Russell Westbrook? Russell Westbrook already plays angry. You want him to come out and bust your son's ass and humiliate him?
Yo.
In his rookie season in the NBA? And also, I was thinking this. He's talking all this shit, and he's saying that he wants his son, he's going to play for the purple and gold. He's going to play for the Lakers. Magic Johnson might be like, yo, I don't know if I want this kid's father around.
Or...
Because, like, yo, if you're a GM, you'd be like, yo, I got to deal with developing your son as a player who's definitely not, even if Lonzo Ball turns into a really good player, he's not going to be a really good player his rookie year. He's going to be 19, 20 years. He don't have that game. He has no left hand.
Oh,
Rex
shit.
Chapman and Kenyon Martin broke his game down. And they both agree that he's really good, but he has no left hand. He's a point guard with no left hand.
Oh, he's a point. I never seen this motherfucker play. Word?
And he has a shot that goes in, but really awkward release. And he's talking about he's better than these guys. But Magic Johnson or any GM might be like, yo, they might be thinking twice, like, yo, your son's good, but if I got to deal with you, the father, this isn't a package deal. Yeah. I'm drafting your son.
Yeah, and just because your pops is talking shit about you being in the league and you're better than everybody. Yo, it's not a given that you're going to be a success in the NBA. The jump from college to the NBA, like Larry Brown said, is like a different sport.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I wouldn't do that to my kid, man.
He's all over ESPN, like they're inviting me as a guest. It's like they're almost like setting him up.
He's going to get his pop's going to get him to get his ass bust in the league.
Yes.
It's going to be harder for you.
Yes, it's going to be harder for
him. Yeah, be quiet, man.
Let your kid shine. You brought them this far. You raised them this far. This is their time to shine.
Right, right.
They seem like they're low-key kids. Let them be low-key kids. Don't live through them. You obviously wanted to play ball.
And you wasn't all that.
You averaged 2 points in college.
You and I could do that.
Yes, you could definitely do that. You could have definitely done that. I might not have made the team.
Two points.
But you could have averaged 2 points in college.
I wouldn't be talking shit, I tell you that.
Talk about you could beat Charles Barkley, you could beat Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's not thinking about...
This is a circus. They shouldn't respond to this guy. He's trying to drum up extra support, but what he's doing is putting additional pressure on his sons where they will be the targets.
And he's pumping his brand, Big Baller Brand.
Yeah.
And the Big Baller Brand would be dope if Wu-Tang didn't come out with Wu-Wear in the 90s, and Damon Dash and Jay-Z didn't come out with Rock-A-Wear in the 90s.
And Naughty what? Naughty Wear?
Yeah, nobody's rocking that Big Baller Brand shit. That shit is whack, dude. I say that with no disrespect, but just as a design, it's whack, and the t-shirts don't look soft. Right. Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirts, they're butter soft.
Yes.
You're not saying Big Baller Brand has butter soft t-shirts. You're just saying buy this shit.
Yeah.
If you buy in a Big Baller Brand shit, you're bugging. Live through yourself. Anyway, LeVar Ball, I just say, yo, you're setting your kids up for a... I just don't want to see them, like, have an X on their back.
Right.
Let them live. But you're a great father, obviously.
Hell
la,
yeah.
La, 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 yeah. Anyway, the skinny genification NBA moment of the week happened a couple of days ago. Another dunk that didn't happen went viral.
Almost.
Another almost dunk went viral. Iman Shumpert almost dunked on Rudy Gobert. Again, Rudy Gobert is the culprit of two dunks. These guys are so hyped to try to dunk on Rudy Gobert, they miss dunks. And then everybody's so hyped that they miss dunks on Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz. Big man. He's like 7'3".
They're showing it.
They go viral.
I don't
know. Why the fuck?
Yeah.
Why the fuck?
House of Highlights. What's up, man? Y'all good, man.
Yo, House of Highlights, we fuck with you.
Yeah, we love y'all. We love y'all.
We always tag each other, and everybody loves House of Highlights.
Stop showing the missing dunks.
Why are you showing almost dunks? Why are you showing coulda, shoulda, woulda dunks?
Please.
Just stick with Kyrie busting people's ass.
Right.
Stick with all the other fly shit House of Highlights that you guys are doing.
Right.
Don't stop this trend. We're gonna help you help yourselves.
Yeah.
Don't feed into the skinny genification of the NBA House of Highlights. I fuck with you. I love House of Highlights.
I love them guys, man. Love them.
If you don't follow House of Highlights and you like sports, you like good highlights, they have good highlights about all sorts of, it's mostly sports, but they'll have dudes like doing wheelies.
Yeah, ill dunks. Don't fuck your credibility up.
Because I can't look through your page, your Instagram page, when I go to, oh, they're going to show dudes that did a move, but they didn't make the shot.
Yeah.
I don't care they, oh, he broke him, but yeah, he didn't make the shot.
Yeah. Or
the skinny genification of the NBA needs to be monitored and debunked by sites like House of Highlights. Because the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast is on the front lines fighting against the skinny genification of the NBA.
The pushback. We're the pushback.
We're the resistance.
Resist.
Resist the skinny genification of the NBA. Resist. Miles, it's that time of the show. Miles Davis. Miles Smiles. Please cue up the sick fuck of the week music.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. Who fucked the dog?
You what?
Who fucked the dog?
Why would he fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did what? No. No.
No.
Yes. Yes, the sick fuck of the week is an award that is earned, not given. An award that is earned, not given. If you've never listened to the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast, this is the sick fuck of the week. I don't know what is going on across the world. Shout out to Gustafito, the hippopotamus, whose murder has not been solved. We talked about Gustafito. They said that Gustafito, the hippopotamus, was murdered, stabbed to death. And now they try to say that he wasn't murdered, he wasn't stabbed to death. But they have no rationale. They have no explanation for the crime. Gustafito, we will not let your murder, your life,
Gustafito,
be forgotten. This is an unsolved crime in El Salvador. Okay? They're breaking into zoos and harming animals, and it happened again. The sick fucks of the week, three boys. I don't give a fuck how old they are. 16-year-old. No, this is a 16-year-old bird. Three boys. These are teenagers. I don't give a fuck if you're a teenager. A 16-year-old bird, father of eight birds. They broke into a Czech Republic Zoo in Prague. And they pelted them with stones, kicked them. These are kids five, six, and eight years old, these little kids. What kind of 5, 6, and 8 year olds would, how the fuck does a 5, 6, and 8 year old crawl running around in the streets, break into a fucking zoo, and then kill a flamingo?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Well, what kind of hobby? Again, y'all don't got nothing better to do. You don't got like
play some stickball or something, man. Fucking jacks. We used to play jacks, stickball. Fuck the zoo.
You could get a bike.
Flamingos are beautiful.
You want to break into a bike store?
Yeah.
Get yourself a bicycle and go for a bike ride, you little pricks. You want to break into a zoo? I don't. These are the youngest sick fucks of the year.
Yeah.
These are the youngest sick fucks of the week we've ever had.
Uh oh, man.
I don't care that you're 5, 6, and 8. The parents are sick fucks. Okay? Who breaks into a zoo and kills harmless animals? They did it in El San Salvador. They did it in Germany. And now they did it in Prague.
I got something that's going to fuck your whole head up.
Don't you got anything better to do, you little cocksuckers?
Yeah.
You little motherfuckers. You killed those fucking flamingos. You sick fuck you.
Yeah.
You're a dog. You mutts.
I got some ill shit right now.
Okay. Okay.
In Naptown, which is Indianapolis. In Naptown, two brothers outside of a dumpster were naked and kissing each other passionately.
They're brothers?
Brothers.
You mean brothers like black or brothers like were
no,
brothers?
No, fucking white brothers. Like your brother E?
Nah, my man, don't put that shit on Professor Eric.
Like my brother Dean. That type of
shit. Oh, you mean Dean Moody, whose name also rhymes
yes.
with duty.
So he was slobbing his brother down outside of a dumpster. A woman saw it and got petrified.
They noticed
that the woman saw it, so they stepped to the woman and snuffed her, beat the woman up, and then started getting into unlocked cars and continuing to slob each other down. But it's been noted that they were on massive amounts of ooh-wee. The Bats brothers, B-A-T-Z, Bat Crazy.
Yo, that's way out there. Because if you're on that ooh-wee, if you're fucked up and you're with your brother, the last thing I'm going to be doing with Professor Eric.
He tried to fuck his brother outside. Then the cops came.
Yo.
That ooh-wee is a motherfucker.
It was ooh-wee or that bath salt?
Ooh-wee.
Damn. Explain what that ooh-wee is.
Synthetic marijuana comes in little Scooby-Doo Kool-Aid packs. It will have you foaming at the mouth in an intersection.
Man, oh naked. Man. The Bats brothers are our sick fuck of the year.
Bat shit crazy.
Yes. Yes. The other day was St. Paddy's Day. People get nuts on St. Paddy's Day. Yeah, we missed. We weren't podcasting Sean Price's birthday.
Yeah, Brownsville. My man Ruck.
St. Paddy's Day. The Irish, obviously, that's their day to get nuts, and they do. They do it at top level. But one of the things that's being talked about now, with all the travel bans and the Muslim bans and the immigrants, the white Irish immigrants illegally staying in the United States.
Oh, they got to go too, right?
Yo, that's
part of it.
But you don't see them getting dragged out by ICE.
No, ICE is in the Bronx heavy.
Are you seeing ICE in the Bronx?
I seen ICE big. That's the new gang. They're spray painting their shit on walls now. ICE. That's the new gang. ICE ain't no joke. Yo. I assume they're going to fuck with the Irish too now.
Yo.
But we don't see it. But ICE is about that life.
Well, what life?
Get motherfuckers out of here.
Are you seeing ICE up in the BX?
I seen ICE in the Bronx heavy. All that MS-13 and all that other sucker shit. ICE is catapulting itself over. It's being called that gang.
They're claiming their turf, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yo. The white Irish who are illegal in this country, that's what the ones who apparently people are saying, yo, you need to get them. You can't just get Mexicans.
Mm. You got to go. His thing is now you have to go against all illegals. You can't seem like you're being one-sided because then it's going to seem like you're biased against the Hispanics.
Which he is.
Right. But now.
These are the Muslims, the Hispanics. What about the illegal immigrants in this country who are white? Of all now, I'm not pointing out just the Irish.
If you're going to do illegal immigration, the umbrella covers everyone, not just specific colors and religions. If there's some Croatian motherfuckers,
got to get them.
Yeah.
Scottish, President Trump. President Trump's down there meeting Chancellor Merkel. The German chancellor, he wouldn't shake her hand.
Oh, yeah.
He met with her a few days ago.
How do you feel about that? You don't fuck with the Germans no way, right?
Nah, but I fuck with Merkel. She's the new wave.
Okay.
And he didn't shake her hand. They said shake hands, and then he did some pouty face. Merkel was in there looking at Ivanka like, what the fuck is you doing in here?
Right.
What do you have to do with any of this? And Merkel, yeah, well, it's true. You look at the picture. She's like looking at her like, who is you?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, yo, who is you? And Trump, the next day, he tweets out, oh, I had a great meeting with Chancellor Merkel.
Right.
And all this. Why you didn't shake her hand? He go, well, the fake news. It's on camera where you're saying, and people are saying like, oh, you shouldn't, he's the POTUS, you should respect him. Treat him with respect. These are the Trump supporters. They come on my page, treat him.
Yeah.
Yo, You think he gives a fuck about you when you're like, you should treat him? Right, he doesn't give a fuck about you. These people that are sitting there going, Trump, 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 and they're drawing a line in the sand. And they're like, I post pictures of Steve Bannon looking like shit. Just trying to get him to look at himself to be like, yo, I do need some Kiehl's Blue Astringent. Yeah, my grill's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I have against Steve Bannon. I want his grill. He looked like his grill's going to catch fire. It's so red.
Yo, he looks unhealthy, man, with his whole gut game.
He needs to get that Blue Astringent from Kiehl's. We'll hook you up with the 33-ounce bottle. That's no problem. I got you, Duke. They're like, you need to respect him. He's part of the... Steve Bannon doesn't give a fuck about you guys on my Twitter. He doesn't give a fuck about you guys on my Instagram.
Yep.
You like respect the president. The president doesn't respect himself. Now this whole thing that Trump said about Obama wiretapping, he's double talking.
He's bugging.
Kit-catting, tap dancing his way out of it, saying, oh, I didn't say this. I put it in quotes. That, yo, Duke. Duke. This wiretapping shit is the new birth certificate shit.
Right.
Why are you talking about Obama?
Obama's gone, man.
You're the president.
Yeah, he's gone.
And wiretapping Obama. Obama's chilling. He got the leather jacket and the jeans on. He got his 1970s, 1980s shit. He's finished. He did his eight years.
He's done.
And he's walking out of here healthy with all his limbs and all his arteries and everything intact. We're going to see if you could deal with what you created, Trump. Your man Bannon.
His whole crew.
Kellyanne Conway. Looking crazy on the yard.
They got that ice popping off, though.
Yes, they've got that ice popping off. they do have that ice popping off. Let me tell you something. We have different opinions about different things, people, okay? But one of the things that we all love, one of the things that everybody shares in common is our love for music, okay? I love my music. I listen to my music every day, and one of the things that's changed the way I listen to music is Sonos, okay? Not everyone's going to agree on the type of music, but it's hard to find someone who doesn't love to listen to their music, and Sonos is bringing all your favorite music in one easy-to-use app. I've been rocking with Sonos for 10 years. Okay, this is what it is. It's a streaming system that takes all your music from Pandora, from TuneIn, from SiriusXM, from wherever you like to listen to music, and it merges it all together in your home. That means you could listen to Sonos in one room. You could listen to your R&B. In the other room, you could listen to your classical. You could listen to your news. It merges it all together. I love Sonos. I have it every single place I go. I bring a Sonos speaker with me on the road. I have it in my home. I have it in my crib in New York. I even got it from my father in his apartment in New York. And he's 83. He barely knows how to work a phone. He barely knows how to work a computer. But he has his Sonos app and his Sonos system rocking in his apartment in New York. Sonos plays all the most popular streaming services, your favorite internet radio stations, audiobooks, podcasts, and even your family's own collection of music. It's so easy to use. If my father could figure it out, trust me, anybody could figure it out. Get it today at Sonos.com. That's Sonos.com, S-O-N-O-S, and start enjoying your music on your terms. Anytime you want to hear something, it plays it. I can't go on enough about how much I love my Sonos system. I'm just so happy that Sonos is a sponsor of the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast, because I've been loving Sonos. I'm going to continue to love Sonos, and I bring it everywhere I go. That's real talk.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You know this guy? Remember we talked about him? Brock Turner?
Who's that?
Oh, the guy was, I think he went to Stanford. He got caught in the act of raping a female student.
Yeah. He's a real piece of
shit. Oh, he just got out of jail already.
How many months did he do?
Oh, he only did three.
3 months?
Yeah. The subhuman strolls out of jail singing the Smurf theme song. He has no care in the world. He raped, he got caught, 3 months. The judge, I want to fucking talk to this judge.
Get him, G.
Listen.
Get him.
It's not over for you.
You fuck you.
The creator sees your actions.
Yeah.
And you're going to pay down the line.
Yeah.
And you're a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Fuck the judge.
No good judge.
The no good judge.
Yeah, that's sick. My man did like 9 months for having an unloaded gun.
Fucking Plaxico did 2 years.
For shooting himself.
He shot himself.
He shot himself. And this guy does 3 months.
That's rubbing salt in the wound. Like, we're going to give you 2 years for shooting yourself.
me and G Moody, last name rhymes with Duty. We've been down in South by Southwest. We had to share a hotel room. No Bruno. Separate beds. Nice room down here. And I wanted to throw a couple of questions at you, G Moody. Now, me and G Moody, we've been bunking down for years because, you know, when you're kids, you have sleepovers and all that stuff.
Right.
And I always say, I always will tell people, the Gringo Mandingo, me, Michael Rapport, Mr. White Folks, White Mike, you know, what you see is what you get, okay? But what you see is not always what you get until you really bunk down with me, Michael Rapport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. Moody, what was it like being a roommate with me? What is it like?
It's like a fucking infirmary. This fucking guy with the coffin and fucking guy spitting up whipped cream and all kind of shit, wheezing, sniveling. It's bad, yo.
I'm going to tell you, you fuck, because I knew you were going to try to get me. First of all, G Moody, you do some wild shit in your sleep.
You
snore, but you did some shit the other night. You were like, ah, you scared the shit out of me.
Yo,
in your sleep. No one ever told you you do wild
Yeah,
shit.
I have dreams like that, man.
Well, why don't you put a nose strip on or something? I mean, because you sound, yo, let me tell you something.
That's that Pearl shit. I be playing ball, running fools in my sleep. So when you hear me yell out that guffaw and all that, I'm going up. I'm trying to make layups, ill layups in the dream, son. That's what you hear.
You got hoop dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, your hoop dreams sound like nightmares. You sound crazy.
That's Kmart. I was trying to dunk on Kmart.
Yeah, Kmart was like, get the fuck
out
of here.
Yeah, he threw my shit out of bounds. So what?
Yo, I know that, because the thing about G Moody, the reason why his nephew at a young age called him fun-loving, he's real easy. It's hard to get him off his balance. Like, he's just chill. But I know he's used to bunking down with me. And it's unorthodox. It's unorthodox what goes on here with me.
No Bruno.
No, I just wanted to, like, you could share that with the people, because yeah. I know it's been a few days. It's been about 2 days too many.
Yeah, you're fucked up, man.
You do wild shit in your sleep.
All right.
You do wild shit in your sleep.
Yo, I need one of them all things Jewish shit, man.
Oh.
Yeah, tell them about the store,
oh,
man.
Oh, we're opening a store here. I got some sunglasses. You may or may not have seen me. We all things Jewish. The all things Jewish store in Austin.
Yes.
They got sunglasses. They got knee braces.
Menorahs.
We got menorahs. We got dreidels. We got whatever you need at All Things Jewish. You want to come in and get your hair done? We got people in the back to get your hair done.
They sell buildings, real estate.
We got building. We got real estate. You got to get your shoes fixed? We got a shoemaker in the back. My cousin Ira's in the back making bagels. All Things Jewish. We're slashing prices. We got 2-for-1s, 3-for-1s, 2-for-3s. We do it all at All Things Jewish.
Even have a black section in the back for
me. We got a black section in the back. You want to get a wave cap? You want your white t-shirt? You want your waves? You want your brush?
The dashikis, everything.
We got it all at All Things Jewish. There's no stereotypes. There's nothing we won't sell at All Things Jewish. You need a lawyer? We got a lawyer. You need to get your teeth fixed? We got dentists in the back. Yeah. Come to All Things Jewish. ATJ store down in the Bowery. We've been open since 1919. Going back to your guy, Trump.
Yeah. My guy.
One of the secret services that works for him.
Okay.
A laptop was stolen from this fucking guy. These guys are like, oh, the safety of the country. Make America great again. Our priority is America.
Uh-huh.
And one of the Secret Service guys' laptop got stolen, you dumb fuck.
Damn.
How does a Secret Service guy's laptop that's working for the president get stolen? They got information on Trump, Trump Tower, Hillary Clinton, Secret Service legal plans.
Yeah, and they had motherfuckers on the White House lawn.
For 15 minutes.
Trying to get at my man. trying to get at Trump.
You're talking about the borders. Why don't you secure the fucking fence around the White House, tough guy?
That guy's supposed to be electrocuted. Once you get on that lawn, they're supposed to do whatever they want to your ass.
But they got on the lawn, they're on there for 16 months while Trump was in the building. And Trump is like, we need to keep our borders safe. What about the White House, Duke? What about your crib, Duke?
Word.
Why your wife doesn't stay with you at the crib, Duke? I guarantee you Ivanka and little Barron, shout out to Barron, they're never going to live with you. I don't think they fuck
with
you.
That's not his fucking wife. It's Melania.
I mean, sorry, Melania. Melania.
Yeah.
She's not ever going to live at the White House the whole time. And then she's going to divorce him when he's out of presidency. I don't think Melania. Hey, Melania?
And let's talk about her. She's not being scrutinized. I don't think she's ever went to college. Is there any first lady? You know, Michelle got scrutinized because she
got scrutinized because of the way she looks beautiful.
Right. And they were like, now, what if Michelle had no college? None of that. Right. With this woman, we don't even hear that matters. But this woman don't. I want to hear her say a sentence.
What are your causes? Well, what are you about? We don't. She doesn't want anything to do with any of this.
Opening new strip clubs around the world. That's the cause.
For immigrants. For legal immigrants.
This is how you get your job on. You start here, taking clothes off. So we're going to create more sin cities.
They were all over Michelle because of she's this.
Yeah, all over her. As if she's not educated, Harvard and Yale. This chick. You don't hear nothing. This woman ain't never been in no college.
She don't want anything to do with this.
Yo.
She ain't about this life. She's like, what the fuck have I gotten myself into? She's never going to live with the husband at the White House.
She out tricking.
See, I'm Rapport Stereo Podcast. What else is good, G. Moody? Last name rhymes with duty.
Oh, man. I missed the blizzard in New York, but it wasn't no blizzard I heard. See, this is the weatherman on that bullshit. Getting people all amped up so we could go out, shop, batten down the hatches, and it'd be some sun shower type shit.
But see, I don't agree with that because a couple of years ago when New York got caught in the blizzard, de Blasio this, he wasn't ready. De Blasio that, he wasn't ready. They prepared. They can't control the weather.
Right.
The blizzard didn't come in New York the way it was expected to, and everybody, and now you,
yeah,
not
man.
Everybody, you're complaining, but when they're not prepared and they're not ready, then they're like, de Blasio sucks.
I don't go at them. I'm talking about the weatherman that's hyping shit up. Stop hyping it, B.
You thought it? You blame him.
Shout out to Harlem.
Harlem World, what up, B? Yo, we up here making money, B. You know what it is, B.
Shout out to Harlem Cats for making the letter B. A great thing to say after you say whatever you need to say, B.
What up, B? we me and G have been watching Paid in Full, B. We watching that movie. That shit is a classic, B. We making money. I see you, Poe. That's good. I see you, Z.
Word.
Out here in the streets, going to the top tonight. We gonna get it in tonight, B. I need that love, B.
Yes.
I see you making money. I see your jewels, B.
Great film.
Wood Harris, Mekhi Phifer, and Cam'ron. Who we tried to see in Austin, but we missed him. He was a little late to start his set. I heard he rocked it.
Yes.
But I fell out. I had to leave.
Cam, show up on time, B.
Come on, B. Come on, Cam. We wanted to see you, B. I never met Cam'ron. And Dame Dash is my man since I'm 8 years old.
We wanted to meet you, Cam.
Come on,
where you at, B?
Come on, B. I know you had the purple on, B. You had the furs on, B. The chinchillas and all that, B. We fucks with you, Cam'ron.
Harlem. We heard he rocked.
Yes. This little thing I'm about to go into right now.
What?
This is a fucking joke. Okay, there's a Wonder Woman movie coming out.
Oh.
Which is fine. It's good. I'm sure they're going to make these movies. They're going to make a Wonder Woman movie now. It'll either be successful or not, and then they'll redo it in 20 years. It's part of Americana. Fans, these sick fucks, these guys that care too much. Oh, these are political correct police. They noticed in the Wonder Woman trailer.
Uh-oh.
Okay, it's like the history of Wonder Woman. That Wonder Woman's arms were shaved. Her armpits were shaved. Okay, and in the trailer, it's like, you know, the history of how she got this. She lived on an island and all that. Mm-hmm. And then some feminist groups are saying, We don't think, what, if she's a strong woman, why is she shaving her armpits?
Because it's nasty, bitch.
Break it down, G. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You don't want to shave your armpits, that's fine. But at least put fucking deodorant on.
Word. They don't want to do shit. They want to smell like zoo motherfuckers. And because you smell like a man, that means for them, oh, we're just like everybody else. I could smell like shit just like that man.
But men don't smell like shit in general. Men go out of their way. 99.9% of the men in the morning when they're getting themselves together, most men don't want to smell like dog shit. So you want to smell like, just like you said, a zoo animal.
Right.
Because men, we put deodorant on because if we don't, we smell
like shit. Stop copying what you think a man is.
Like,
they want to copy what men do and say, yeah, we're just like them.
You think we want Wonder Woman to be out there with her armpits unshaved? And that's going to be a movie, a blockbuster movie? You want to make a Wonder Woman with armpits unshaved? That's a little indie movie.
I shave my armpits.
Right. What, you do?
Yeah.
Why?
Hair traps smell.
And you don't want to smell like
shit.
Yes. All right. These people, like, they're protesting the movie.
Yo.
The feminist groups.
Now I'm going to see the movie, and I'm going to see that movie.
Yeah, you are?
Yeah, just for that sucker shit, man.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. It's now, out of control, man.
I got some other shit, too.
What?
There's a father and son transitioning team. The daughter wants to turn into a guy, and the father saw that and said, yeah, I was feeling the same way. I'm going to turn into a lady. So they on some switcheroo shit. It's a team of transitioning motherfuckers. The dad don't want to be a man.
You need a psych evaluation.
Yeah, these guys are mental, man. It's clearly.
You're doing you want to, the father's going to become a woman.
Yep.
And the son is going to become a woman
or some vice versa. But it's like that. And it has some shit where
shout out to the LGBT community.
Let's differentiate what we're talking about.
Because you got to explain everything these days or the political correct police will come knocking on your door. And you know what I say when they come knocking on the door? Come in, I'm going to fucking ball bat you, you cocksuckers. They want to fucking jump down your throat for everything.
Yeah, no, I got opinions.
The political correct police on Twitter, go fuck yourself.
Word.
Up my ass for this, up my ass for that.
Right. We got opinions.
I got opinions and so do you. You just want to keep them secrets.
Yeah.
Go protest these nuts.
And they had one, one chick, a wrestler, she wants to be a transition to a dude, so she on hormones. So she wrestling in the girls' state championship. She throwing them motherfuckers out of the gym and headlocks and whipping their ass because she's on hormones and motherfuckers is a...
I saw this. That's not cool. It's like the female MMA...
On some Hulk shit.
And the women are like, we're not going to fight her anymore because it's a woman who transitioned from being a man to a woman and now she's a professional MMA fighter. Nah. Nah.
Yo, on hormones, she's stronger than a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, it's just getting too murky, man.
You're going to see Conor McGregor against a woman who's hopped up on mad hormones.
Hopped up.
Now, if that woman whoops somebody's ass, a guy's ass.
Yeah.
That's going to be the end of shit.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be like, look, we can fuck them up.
Yeah. CIM Rapport Stereo Podcast. Me and G Moody, last name rhymes with Duty. What else is up, G Moody?
March Sadness is underway,
The tournament.
Yeah, so I won't be watching, but I'll see through the press who wins. I hope Duke gets fucking kicked out of the league.
Well, why?
I don't like Duke.
Why? I fuck with Grayson Allen. I like that he trips people.
No, I like that. No.
He didn't hurt nobody.
No, I don't. He's lucky. I don't like a guy going out there on some dirty shit. And Mr. Disciplinarian, Mr. Coach K, he gives him one game.
I think it was four games.
No, I think he's spending one game. What the fuck is that going to do? You're Mr. Coach. You suspend a guy who's out there purposely trying to hurt motherfuckers. And one game?
Hey, when I tripped guys, I wasn't trying to hurt them. You know what I was trying to do?
Get an advantage?
Trip them.
Yo, if you represent college sports and you the oracle of this shit, money's supposed to be kicked off the team so you could look to the press and say, listen, I'm not with that life.
I saw my guy.
Patino would let a guy shoot a guy on the fucking
court.
Yeah,
Patino doesn't care. He has guys that got razor blades in their wristbands.
They're hoeing in the fucking dorms.
Yeah, they don't care. But I saw our guy from the Clippers, J.J. Redick, the great shooter, J.J. Redick.
On that Clipper life. I like J.J. Butter jumper.
And he was talking to my man Rich Eisen about why there's so much hate towards Duke players. And they were saying, well, he blames Christian Laettner. Let me explain something. And J.J. Redick was like, yo, Duke players come from working class to lower class income and housing, just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. The reason why they don't like Christian Laettner and J.J. Redick and Grayson Allen, because these are white dudes with short haircuts. They look like yuppies. All three of these kids are good looking. Mm-hmm. J.J. Redick, Christian Laettner, they're all on some Rob Lowe shit. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's racial shit. Like, yo, you see these white dudes out right there.
They look like some preppy motherfuckers. How they look are like snotty, khaki-wearing motherfuckers that don't let you in the shit. They look like they have a cold demeanor.
And it's not how they are. It's right. Just how they look. But I don't know why we just don't say what it is.
Right.
J.J. Redick, they didn't like you because you was a white dude out there with good hair.
Good hair.
Blue eyes. Chiseled chin like Rob Lowe.
Right.
Cracking people's ass. That's why. And you didn't back down. You talk shit. Just like Grayson Allen talk shit. Christian Laettner talk shit. All three of these dudes, they look like they could be brothers. But that's what it comes to. See, people are so scared to talk about the race. That's what it is. They don't like them white dudes on Duke.
And vice versa. With us, with black people, convicts. Remember? With University of Miami, the Catholics.
Right.
Oh, the Notre Dame, they're so pure against the convicts.
Right.
So the black people, that's the frame of American society. The black people are the bad people, and Christian Laettner and all these motherfuckers represent the puritanical bullshit. But now, those puritanical motherfuckers look more like the black people.
Mm.
So it's all bullshit.
Yeah, that's why somebody like Grayson Allen, like I've hated Christian Laettner and J.J. Redick when they played, and I was like,
yeah,
how the fuck with Grayson Allen? Like, right. You let him do his thing. He's dirty.
Yeah.
He could play. And I felt like he was an underdog. That's why I took a liking to Grayson Allen, because when you're getting scrutinized like that, I gravitate towards people like that. Okay. So that's my thing with Grayson Allen. Not to say that I'm like a big Duke fan. I'm not a big Duke fan. But obviously you respect the thing. But I saw J.J. Redick talking about it, and I was like, just say what it is, man.
Right.
You was a white dude cracking ass, and you weren't taking any shit. Christian Laettner was a white dude out there cracking ass, wasn't taking any shit. That's it.
My team, what's your all-time NCAA team? UNLV or Georgetown for me.
Oh, you mean the team or your players?
Yeah, the all-time team.
Do your five favorite NCAA players. Like, if you say, these are my five, it could be just your five. It doesn't matter what position.
Kenny Anderson. Larry Johnson. Akeem.
Oh.
Fuck. I go with Michael Graham for that goon shit.
Yo.
And who else was ill? Some other ill guard, Ross Strickland. Fuck
all right,
it.
I'm going to go with Pearl.
Yeah, Pearl.
I'm going to go with Chris Mullin. I'm going to go with Moses Scurry. Brooklyn's own Mo Scurry from BK.
BK.
I got to go with fucking Lou Alcindor. Yo, Lou Alcindor in college was on some... Yo, talk about a stigma. Talk about an outcast. Yo, you could see why Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is socially awkward. Yo, when he was at UCLA... It was like a UFO landed.
Yeah.
And I got Kmart at Cincinnati.
Yeah. Kmart broke his leg and then came back and bust motherfuckers' ass.
That's my five favorite NCAA players for right now. And I'm going to take Christian Laettner as my sixth man because I hated him for 4 years and now I fuck with
you. How can we leave off Shaq?
Shit. How can we leave off Chris Jackson? We didn't even name any of the Fab Five. There's so many good dudes. Like, what about... My man, he's still in the league. The little point guard who played at St. Joe's.
Not Delonte.
No, not Delonte. The other one, the little point guard.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. That was the backcourt.
Yeah. He was ill in college.
Jameer Nelson.
Jameer Nelson was on some shit in college. Yeah. What about St. John's? Boo Harvey.
Oh, yeah, Queens.
What about from New Jersey for Notre Dame?
David Rivers. with the little fro.
And the bad skin.
Yeah.
He was ill.
Yeah.
March sadness is upon us. NBA playoffs are upon us. It's our time of year. We're going to be emergency podcasts, and we're going to be doing gloom tomb podcasts, and we're going to be doing vroom tomb podcasts. But this is the dynamic duo, the Disco 2, the Malachi Brothers.
Word.
Live and direct, face-to-face in Austin, Texas. I don't know. Listen, we're going to come back with a lot of Mo, a lot of hits.
Apollo Creed.
Yo, we're trying to get Creed on the podcast. He said he would do it at some point. Carl Weathers, the great Carl Weathers.
Absolutely.
When I told you that I was texting with Creed.
I went, you said you might get him on. I went to look for those shorts because I want to be out there. And I want to podcast with those red, white, and blue shorts.
And not the long Fab Five joints. I want to do it just how Creed had it.
Yep.
I'm going to grease down.
We got to do the running scene on the beach.
Yo.
There is no tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow. Tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. Come on, chump. Yo, Apollo Creed, if I could get Carl Weathers on the podcast, just I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to be stuttering and stammering because I'm going to be bugging that Creed is with us on the
Master of Disaster.
The Master of Disaster. We need to come up with an Apollo Creed soft-ass Iron Rapport Stereo podcast t-shirt because we have all sorts of butter-soft t-shirts. Of course, we have the King of New York, Charles Oakley t-shirt. We got the Stickman 6, the Dr. J t-shirt, the Jake-inspired t-shirt, the De Niro-inspired t-shirt. All butter soft, the hard body karate t-shirts. You can find them all at districtlines.com/IamRapaport. This is the Gringo Mandingo. I'm in here with G Moody, last name rhymes with Duty. You got anything else for the people?
That's it, man. We coming hard. That's it.
No, yo, Bruno. What kind of beat should we get out of here?
Yeah, we need some blues, man. I'm fucking with some blues now, man.
Yo, and a shout out to all the dudes who have rhymed on our beats. We're putting together an I Am Rapport Stereo podcast mixtape.
Yes.
Yo, if you rhyme, get on G Moody's beats. You can find all his beats
on SoundCloud, Moody Beats. Pick whatever you want. Make sure you're in the pocket or you won't get on the fucking thing.
We've played people and the dudes that have already rocked for us, yo.
There's three slots left.
Yo, and you can rock again.
Yep.
We can have dudes come on there 2-3 times if you lay it down. Just do your thing. We appreciate the support.
Yeah.
We appreciate all the Rapper Pack members, all the people that mess with the podcast.
Everybody.
Instagram, Twitter, the people that aren't on there, the people that just listen to it. Yo, from the bottom of the dingo heart.
Yeah.
We love you and appreciate it. We talk about it off air all the time that we can't believe we get this much support and love for something that we've been doing off air since 1982. I am the Gringo Mandingo, Michael Rapaport.
And the Dust Brothers. Give a shout out to the Dust Brothers.
Dust Brothers, best producers in the business.
Miles
Smiles, Jordan Winter, J Dub. It's the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast, and we done.
Peace.